USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
133 Republican lawmakers are putting Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on notice. Fix the border or get impeached.
You better get the job done. You better do what your oath of office is. You better obey the law, obey court orders, and or you're being put on notice that something, you may be removed from office if this continues.
Texas Congressman Brian Babin on Fox News Tuesday morning. Two wildfires in New Mexico combined and have burned 54,000-plus acres of land since they first merged. The fires, separately known as Calf Canyon Fire and Hermit's Peak Fire, merged 1 week ago. High winds and dry grasslands are what's making this fire difficult. More than 400 firefighters and personnel are battling the wildfire. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The trial of a high school shooter in Florida is off to a rocky start.
Jury selection for the trial of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz is starting over after miscommunication caused some potential jurors to be improperly dismissed and sent home. Cruz pleaded guilty to murdering 17 people during a rampage back in 2018. Circuit Judge Elizabeth Schreier addresses candidates for the new jury.
There are rules that all jurors must follow. A basic rule is that jurors must decide the case only on the evidence presented in the courtroom.
Cruz faces a death penalty. His public defense attorney disagrees with the decision to select a new jury. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The USFL Football League continues with Week 3 this weekend. There will be two games on Saturday and two games on Sunday. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The world's top palm oil producer announced that it will ban exports of the commodity starting on Thursday. That announcement sent prices of edible oil skyrocketing. Indonesia accounts for about half the world's supply of palm oil, the world's most widely used vegetable oil, found in biscuits, detergent, and lipsticks. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the move was designed to bring down domestic palm oil prices and ensure domestic food availability. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill Monday to create a police force dedicated to voter fraud and other election crimes. The law creates an Office of Election Crimes and Security under the Florida Department of State. They will review fraud allegations and conduct preliminary election investigations. Dr. Ben Carson told Newsmax on Monday that he thought it was disturbing that Dr. Anthony Fauci is questioning a federal judge's ruling to overturn President Biden's travel mask mandate.
Well, it is disturbing that a government bureaucrat, would question the judge, the system of checks and balances that we have. You know, the reason we have that is when one branch exceeds its power, we need to be able to protect the people. And if we give unlimited power to the CDC, they can abuse it, and they will abuse it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.